You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Nichnas Adar, Marpim Besimcha. And that means, what does it mean? That's what it means? One more time. Misha Nichnas Adar, Marpim Besimcha. I asked for translation, not for. Huh? Is that translation? What does Misha Nichnas mean? Likanes, what does likanes mean? Enters.
Enter.
Month enters or starts?
Enter to your life,
in my life. Shematchil Adar Marvim V'Simcha. That's the right grammar.
Yes.
No? When the month starts, then you add your happiness. Correct? What does the Mishnah Nichnas mean?
What is that?
What has anything to do with the starting of the month?
Because it's bringing for us Purim. It's bringing for us.
Fine, but the month has what has anything to do with the term entering? Entering, exiting.
That means leave your whatever you have. You're going to enter a new this month by leaving all those.
I think start will fit better than entering, no?
Yes, exactly.
Mishal adar, marbim besimcha.
Maybe enter to your body, to your soul, yourself.
What do you need to enter? Like B12?
Yourself, be enter to your life, to your...
What do you... Yeah, that's good. Well, what do you need to enter? More time?
Then start.
Happiness.
That can be immediate.
Or weakness. I don't
know. Nichnas? People like say enter the building, they enter with Bet Knesset, was that a shame? You know. So you enter. No? But he says instead of to start, says you have obligation to enter. There's a pasuk that is brought Mizmor 8. You know this Mizmor? Mizmor Chet. It's right after 7. We use this pasuk. No, many times, especially at the time that we don't sit achanunim. Ma adir shimcha b'chol ha'aretz. You remember this pasuk?
Yes.
Yes? So what does that mean? Ma adir shimcha b'chol ha'aretz?
How great is your name?
Awesome.
Adir means what?
Awesome.
Awesome. Beautiful. Very nice. So now here, the Gemara is teaching us a very important lesson, and it is the Misha Nichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. So Gemara means, obviously, it's not the point of month of Adar. It says Misha Nichnas Adar, when you inject yourself strength, that is Adir, then you'll be able, qualified, to have Simcha. Weak people, they cannot be happy. Everything bothers them. Weak people. They're very sensitive, oversensitive, because they say, he did this, he did that, he did this, he said this, he said that. So now, to be able to be happy, you need to be... You have to be strong. But if you're weak, that means other people affect you, and bother you, so then you cannot be happy.
But why only Adar?
Ah,
you do this all the time?
Beautiful. Why Adar? So now here, first message that we see here is Mi shenichnas Adar, when you enter the Adar in your system, that means the strength. So then you'll be able to laharbot b'simcha. But if you don't have that, if you don't have that ingredient, and you show weakness, so then you become extremely unhappy. So why Adar? Because Adar is a reminder that we became very strong. We didn't lose hope. Even the circumstances was very hopeless, not promising, but still we put ourselves together, and then the Geulah came. So now here, the message is on the daily life, the people, they have a tendency that constantly they become very, very broken, shattered by behavior of other people. The way they're treated. So then what happens? Everything gets to you, and you're not able to be happy. See, you know, if you travel to Eretz Yisrael, it's a very beautiful thing. The light goes on when you go to Eretz Yisrael. Have you taken a bus in Eretz Yisrael?
Yes.
It's a very, very beautiful thing that how they go on the bus. Have you noticed? Everybody says, please, you go first. So no. Now you go first. Say no. Now you have to go first. It's a beautiful thing that how they have such a, you know, respect for everyone. Have you noticed?
Yes.
Yeah. How do you go on the bus?
Anytime.
How do you, I thought you went to Eretz Yisrael.
Everyone just go in. Can I say a story, Rabbi?
How did you go on the bus? What's that? You said you didn't think so?
Jump. You climb the steps.
Sorry?
You climb the
steps. By the time you go inside the bus,
they hurry.
So it seems like, you know, you didn't go to your sister. It's a beautiful thing that nobody gives anybody a chance to go ahead of him. Everybody is just pushing to go in. It's a beautiful thing. But why everybody just trying to grab the entrance to go in? Why?
So nobody missed the bus. They can get a seat.
Get the seat?
They don't want to wait anymore.
Beautiful. Because if you miss the bus, you have to wait another hour, 45 minutes, right? So that means they realize this is very crucial to get in. Right? It's very beautiful. They gain such a koach, such a strength, that you know, I have to get in the bus! Here, that's what the month is all about. It says, Mi shenichnas Adar. When you realize, when you become weak, that means you don't have happiness, and when you're not happy, so then you become disconnected from Ribono Sheolam. And when you become disconnected, so then that means you lose your blessing. You don't have any blessing. You don't have any health. You don't have any issue with that. So then you lose everything. But here, if you realize that something that's so crucial that you have to have the strength, so you never lose out. So just like these people, I say, no, I have to get in the bus. What do you mean? I let you go in? I'm not going to let you go in. I have to go in! So here, that's what the whole key point here is. That if you become like a magnet and everybody gets into you and you look at people, they do maybe something wrong and complain. So then you shatter yourself, you break yourself. You're not going to be in one piece. Why? Because you become paralyzed. Why? Because when you lose the strength, then simcha doesn't exist. So that's what the message of the month here is. When you have the strength, you're happy. When you become weak, you become depressed, you become unhappy, then you don't have any, you don't have any strength to go on. So then you become extremely lonely. But here there's a beautiful message. That instead of the Chazal, they tell us, Misha matchil adar, so Misha nichnas adar. Why? Ma adir shimcha v'chol ha'aretz. Because to have the adirut, meaning to strength, is a gift. And some people, unfortunately, they don't have this gift. No, you have to create it yourself. Back to the bus. You have to understand this is a crucial thing. If you don't realize this, the main ingredient that I have to create in my system, then you lose out. You lose out. And you have to learn, don't be a carrier of the terrible news. Learn to give good news. And some people, they're expert to give terrible news. And it's unbelievable. They only text you what went wrong. They never tell you what went good. Why? Because they're only the magnet what people do wrong. And this is the man, there's a workshop that you have to learn. You have to be a carrier of the good news. And to be a carrier of good news, you have to be a good news. But if you don't have the quality, so then that's what you gather, you collect. Only bad news, only terrible news. He did this, he did that, he's no good. And you have to go to a different station. Kol HaNishama Radio, at least, you know, listen to the good music and be positive. Don't look at when people do some wrong thing and then turn the other way. Look at people, you know, it's very interesting that out of, like, let's say 15 people, they're doing the right thing, you only look at somebody that is doing the wrong thing. Isn't that interesting? And that's what bothers you. But the 15 other people that are doing a good thing, even you don't pay attention to. And this is a perspective that people have in life, in their family, in their friends. Only they look at people, they're doing terrible things. Because they enjoy it. Because when you look at people that do the wrong thing, you say, oh, I'm better than him. And that boosts you up. You give yourself the artificial boost.
What about the people that don't give the respect to the place?
Well, that's not my thing. That's not my thing. But the point of the matter here is, when you learn that to only look at the negative things, so obviously that means that's what you are all about. You know, you see people, there are some people that they drive around and they look at only the red thing that pops out from the parkometer. What do you call them? What do you call them? No, parking attendants, yeah? The one that gives tickets, what is it called?
Oh, the parking enforcement.
Parking enforcement. Let me ask you this, when this gentleman goes to sleep at night, what is he thinking? What is he thinking?
Driving tickets.
Huh?
Driving
tickets. When he reads Tehillim, what he asking Ribono Shel Olam?
More red.
Only red? Yeah. It's not only for parking enforcement. Some people exactly just have the same attitude. Why are you looking at the people doing the wrong thing? Look at the people that are doing a good thing. You have problem with people, maybe they have issues, take them outside and give them a little musar and then tell them, no, that's not how you behave. But to look at only the negative thing, that's the very, very terrible, terrible character deficit that has to be fixed. Because when you sing, Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha, then we will contradict for what you're doing. No? Because if you sing and you go around the teva and you sing, Mishe, 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 but you're not doing the same thing. You're contradicting for whatever that you sang. Yeah. So here, that's what the message is. Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. Hashem Yizakenu VeKochot Adirot V'Zad Hashem. So only look at positive things. And V'Zad Hashem.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.